So, you guys did very well with Milton Model last night, I understand. Our coaching assistants had high marks for you, which is good. That actually makes us feel really good because we were concerned about that. So now let's talk about, once again, let's talk about this. And we're going to talk about quantum linguistics today. Change.
In order to create any problem, a client has to have a certain sequence of internal representations resulting in the problem. In order to create change, you change the order and sequence of the internal representations, and the result,
slide number 35,
will be different. The question is, how do you do that with volition and in complete control of the result?
Let's review what we said.
Linguistically.
We said if there's a boundary condition in the nervous system and that ends up that there's a problem, that problem's going to have what we call boundaries. Given a certain set of boundaries in the nervous system, we can actually activate a certain set of neural networks, which in NLP terminology means...
In NLP terminology, that's called association.
Have them be associated. When we actually activate the neural networks, we can, from inside the problem to outside the problem, develop a language pattern which will end up blowing the boundaries. Because you see, what happens is if you run over the boundaries enough, what will happen is that the problem itself will disappear. How interesting. How interesting that the problem will disappear. So what we want to talk about is we want to talk about the heart of quantum linguistics. And the heart of quantum linguistics is Cartesian logic, which are four simple patterns that reshape thinking in a multidimensional way. Predicate calculus from symbolic logic.
The predicates that connect the elements of quantum linguistics.
And the hierarchy of ideas, which you probably already know, because it probably was in your NLP practitioner training.
Now, I want to warn you about something. Don't get caught in the terminology. Don't get caught in the complicated names of patterns. Because the names are just names. That's just jargon.